Under the Same Sky We Dream is a video and sound installation by artist Erica Harsh. Under the Same Sky focuses on children who cross borders, both with and without their families, and highlights the conditions of immigrant minors both at the border and within the United States. The installation is accompanied by a soundtrack with phrases extracted directly from the DREAM Act of 2011, sung by internationally acclaimed Mexican singer Magos Herrera. Today, my guests are artist Erica Harsh and Carrie Doyle from the Rubin Center. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you very much, Marina. And thank you, Carrie.
Erica, how did you and Carrie become acquainted?
Well, we started 3 years ago when Carrie actually showed a previous project called the United States of North America Passport at the Rubin Center at El Paso. So actually, well, this project is a passport that unifies, a fictitious passport that unifies United States, Canada, and Mexico, the three countries of the NAFTA treaty, but also the countries where the monarch butterfly actually crossed by or lives a certain month of the year, with the idea of a unified North American continent without borders. And after that experience at El Paso, I became way more interested of the project of the border and migration. Not that I wasn't before, but this actually created an in-depth more interest on addressing this in a project. So precisely after that trip is that I started envisioning and creating Under the Same Sky We Dream.
And really, I mean, this is all about the DREAM Act, and you know, by participating in this, if I'm reading this correctly, or if I'm understanding, by taking in your installation, you're also sitting there in solidarity with what some of these kids that have to cross, the things that they have to endure. And it's kind of, I mean, it's aside from being a video installation, Carrie, will you kind of explain how it works? Because it seems all immersive.
Yeah, it is. It is an installation environment that Erica created. There's a very beautiful video that's seen on a screen that is cut in the shape of the U.S.-Mexico border. So the bottom of the screen isn't traditional straight across, but you can actually see the border lines. And Erica's video, which is made up of time-lapse photography of the sky in the area around the U.S.-Mexico border, can be seen from both sides. And sort of that's kind of like the visual metaphor that's at the heart of the piece. And then Erica actually sourced these mattresses and Mylar blankets that are used, the exact same ones that are used in detention centers for unaccompanied minors, where people can come in and sit down. And as you said, there's a soundtrack by Magos Herrera, where she's singing the words of the DREAM Act, and a specially created artist book that Erica's made in which you can follow along. So you're hearing the words of this act, which are kind of cold and sort of very legalistic, but in this beautiful visual environment surrounded by Magos' voice. And it creates a very... yeah, a very touching sort of experience for people.
All the senses, right?
I mean, all of the senses.
You can sit on one of the mattresses and just take it all in.
And it's this kind of contrast, too, between the sort of cold, harsh reality of these blankets and the Mylar and the words of the act itself, which was an act that was never fully passed, but lays out all these stipulations for someone to be able to be accepted here into the United States. And then, you know, the emotion in the singer's voice and the beauty of the clouds, which are shared in the same way from both sides of the screen.
Erica, how did you come to get Magos involved? I mean, that's quite the coup.
Well, Magos, also being a Mexican artist, singer, who had migrated to the United States, we both met in Mexico, but then we shared New York as a common place. And we're both very sensitive to the reality of migration. Even though we arrived with a privileged migrating status as the artist visa or the alien with extraordinary abilities, there's a moment that every person has to go through certain procedures that are actually the same to everybody. So you become one of them, one of all the migrants, all the people that are trying to regulate their status in the United States. So we had already collaborated in previous projects. And for me, it was very important to... I had already created projects that address certain environmental and political projects that touch the harsh reality, the very, very rude or dark part of that reality in a very poetic way, in a very either playful or poetic approach that touches you not with a frontal rude reality in terms of imagery, but actually it starts to enter to the viewer in a very subtle, in a very different way, either playful or poetic, as I mentioned. So the project actually touches many different aspects, which is the policies that had not been approved or have been pending for so many years, and the realities of the actual people who try to cross in order to have that dream. So that's why I use the shelter, well, the, not the shelters necessarily, but the actual detention centers for undocumented unaccompanied minors with the DREAM Act. So we're starting with children. We're starting with the most vulnerable and the less, I would say, guilt. If you think about migration with a guilty finger that touched them, that pointed them. So for me to address this in a poetic matter, what a better way to have a song that, that Mago sings in a way that is the voice of the hope, the mother, the embracing possibility of achieving that dream. So that that was when I started talking with Magos about the project, that I really want the song not to have any instrument, but to have a melodic tone, to have a hopeful tint of the voice that, that would be heard almost like the mother that arrives to the bed of these children in these detention centers with the sound of a hope, with the sound of a lullaby, but also touching in a very, very subtle way, tones of different songs from many different cultures of immigrants to the United States. So if you really pay attention to the tone, you can see certain melodic tones, themes that, that actually feel like jazz, feel like ranchero music, feel like many other folk music that are actually part of the culture of different groups of different countries of migrants.
And you know what's interesting? I mean, you talk about all these subtleties, but you're showing it here on the border where it's in our face. And I think, Carrie, you wrote a really neat kind of introduction about the reality of the students that come here to UTEP.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we think of when we're putting up exhibitions at the Rubin Center. We're interested in taking on issues that are relevant to our community, our campus community, and our border community. And this is certainly one of those issues. So we do not have a way of knowing of the number of undocumented students that are on campus or in the school districts that feed our campus. But we know that there are a lot of them, and we know that there are a lot of mixed document families, and that there are many people who, in one way or another, through their own experiences or the experience in someone in their lives, has been through a process like this and has concerns about their future here in the United States. One of the things I wanted to point out about the installation is that Erica did a residency at the Santa Fe Art Institute and met two Santa Fe-based photographers, Sylvia Johnson and Carrie Schreck, who did a complimentary project that we're presenting alongside of it called Dreamers, in which they're interviewing, they're doing photography portraits, and they interview these dreamers to hear about what's going on in their lives. And, you know, just an astounding group of young people who are in college or in the medical field or giving back to their community. And that's presented alongside of Erica's work. That was Erica's decision to invite these artists to participate alongside of her. So it adds this kind of really interesting dimension of these stories. You get to put faces to this kind of concept of someone coming here without documents.
How cool. And Erica, what was it like? I mean, I wonder, I just want to know, like, when you went to the detention center, were you like, hey, I'm Erica, I'm an artist, and I'd like to source some materials? What was that conversation like?
Actually, the whole project includes an artist book that documents the several trips that I did during a period of 3 years to the border, and basically New Mexico and the vicinity of El Paso and Ciudad Juarez, both. I was in Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, but neighboring areas to the border. And the only photograph that that I actually didn't do was precisely one of the photographs of the detention centers for undocumented minors, precisely in 2014, when there was a massive exodus of undocumented children, I mean, or unaccompanied children that tried to enter to the United States. I've been, since I did the passport project, very sensitive to the subject, and when I saw these images, basically, they haunted my heart and my mind, so I always knew that I had to to deal with the project, and that I had to work with it and recreate in a way those very cold and radical places in an installation or in a project. So I wish I had the possibility to volunteer or to get closer, but it was a very, very difficult process. And so I wanted to bring this in a different approach to people, that they could sense it in a different way.
So you have an event happening at the Rubin Center on September 28th. Will you tell us about that?
Because we're opening the show on August and the campus is so quiet and the community is so quiet, we decided to bring Erica back on September 28th. That's the closing day before the closing of the exhibition. We're going to do a panel discussion about the Dreamers. So we have photographers Carrie Schreck and Sylvia Johnson coming down with Erica, and they're going to do a panel discussion with some local individuals who are themselves Dreamers and involved in Dreamers' rights activism, and we'll have a reception for the show at that time. So September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Rubin Center for a panel discussion with the reception following.
We can all see the show right now. Mm-hmm. Go down to the Rubin Center anytime, but do mark your calendars for September 28th, because you'll have all the artists here, you'll have all the discussions, and it'll be great. Today, my guests have been Erica Harsh and Carrie Doyle from the Rubin Center, and we invite you to see Erica's piece, Under the Same Sky We Dream, that's on exhibit now at the Rubin Center for the Visual Arts. Thank you all so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you, Carrie.